Hi, this is Coach Gord, and this is my podcast on health, fitness, life, and business. Today, I'm going to talk with you about all those posts. I don't know if you guys get these posts on your Facebook, but all those posts where it says, quit your job and earn $100,000 a year working from home, online, promoting a product, whatever that is, etc., right? Quit your job and live in Bali making $50,000 a year and live like a king or a queen, right? Don't do that. For the fucking love of God, don't do that. Make sure that what you're doing right now in this moment, that you're doing to the best of your ability. Get better at what you're doing now and look for a job in your related field where you can expand, right? Get the most efficiency out of what you're currently doing to prepare yourself better for the future so that you can take over the job in front of you or leap up two or three jobs in the next year or so. You don't need to quit your job to go and earn more money. Where they're not wrong is you can totally have a side hustle in quotations there. There's nothing wrong with that. If you have a, maybe you have a 9-to-5 job where it doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't take a lot of stress and energy and effort from you, then that makes a ton of sense where you might be able to do something else on the side. Maybe you coach a sport for a bit of money afterwards. Maybe you use that to be able to sell a supplement and you build on those things. And eventually over time, you can maybe build a career out of something that you like to do more than your current job. But that takes time and you need to figure that out. So what I'm going to discuss is the way to get there, right? To get the most efficiency out of what you're doing right now. And I'm going to do that by asking you a few questions and hopefully you can reflect and understand what I'm talking about here. So one, are you sleeping enough? Are you recovering properly, right? Think about that. Are you sleeping enough and recovering properly? I know that when I was growing up and I had a big game, especially when I had a big game, I did this for most games, but I would go to bed early. I would do what I thought was right at the time and doing a bunch of carbo loading. But more than anything, I'm preparing my mind for the big game that's ahead. Do you do that every day? You know, do you do that for the things that are important to you in your life? Do you set yourself up properly? Do you visualize what's going to go on through your day, through your week, especially if your job's performance-based, right? Increase your performance in what you're doing to be able to make more money and to be able to be more resilient to the stresses that happen in your life, okay? Number two, is your body working the way that it should? Think about that. Is your body working the way that it should, or do you go home sore after each day? Imagine it took you less energy to actually just sit in your chair at your desk throughout the day, or maybe it takes less energy for you to do your labor job. Maybe you're a carpenter or a roofer. What if you were more fit, and when you finished work, you had the ability to go out and do more things without feeling tired? So think about that. Does your body currently perform the way that it should? And then the third thing is, are you prepared? What things do you have in place to help you with efficiency in your life? Are you prepping your meals? Are you keeping your house tidy? Are your papers organized? You know, are your taxes paid? Like all these things, there's just little inefficiencies that build up over time. You know, like do you do your dishes on a regular basis? And you don't want to have things getting in your way. You don't want to have to move piles of crap to the left or to the right to get to what you need to be able to do. You want to keep things efficient and effective all the time. Right? You need to figure out these processes, and the way that you do that is just by paying attention, by journaling, by exploring podcasts, and by listening to those who know a little bit, not necessarily more, but maybe they've got some really good strategies and techniques, and you find other people that you want to be like, and you start hanging around them, right? Go find those things, because they're really important, and that's all for today. Hi, this is Coach Gord from beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, and this is my podcast on health, fitness, life, and business. So we just talked about side hustle and quitting your job to do to work from home and earn money, which I was going over isn't definitely not the right strategy to go with, right? However, if you listen to the last podcast, it was some questions, basically. Are you already doing things efficiently? Are you, is your body working? Is your mind right? Are you recovering properly? Are you getting the most out of what you're doing already? If the answer is no, then do that, right? Go and find out how to do those things. And if you keep listening to my podcast, you'll find out how to do those. If you're currently doing something that you hate and you want to find something that you love, that's where doing the side hustle quotation marks comes in handy. Go and experience and find the things that you love to do. If you can find a way to make money doing the things that you love, it's not that you won't work a day in your life, it's that you'll be happy working every day of your life. You'll be happy doing the work that you do. You know, if you end up with a partner that you despise for the rest of your life, you're going to despise every day that you have from then on. Think of your job as another person, as an entity of your life that significantly affects the things that you do and your mood and your attitude and your happiness and your well-being. So, is your job a toxic relationship for you, right? If it is, then it's worth exploring other avenues for sure. You know, I know that's where you get your money from currently, and it's scary to think of doing other things, but the amount of life that you'll actually get to live if you find something that you love to do, or at least like to do, and can love it from time to time, and it can also support what you currently do, you need to go and find that thing, else you're just wasting your time and you're wasting your money and you're wasting your life on doing something that you absolutely hate. If you're okay with doing something that you hate, then that's awesome too, right? I'm not telling you to go quit what you're doing, but if you can find something that you love, I'm telling you that life is going to be so much more fulfilling than what you're currently doing if it's not for you, right? Find things that you love to do, engage with them, read it, study it, and if it's worth doing, you'll find a way of doing that. And in my job, that's kind of where I was almost forced to do the thing that I love, which is like, oh, thank God. I didn't actually have to make the decision to, do this. I was forced through injury to, have to take my personal training job as my full-time career and take it seriously. And in doing so, that's been an incredible blessing for sure. I get to work with awesome people, right? I actually get to choose my own hours. I get to choose my vacation. I get to choose the people I actually work with. I get to choose when I work with them, and I get to have a really good learning process and figuring out how they work well and how I can actually become better if I'm paying attention to what I'm doing. And that life has been so much better. It's been so much better. Imagine filling your life with people that you actually like to be around, with other people that are like-minded. And for me, it's interested in fitness, interested in health, and interested in living better lives. You know, fill your life with those people instead. Think about what your life might look like, right? So there is the value of having a side hustle and pursuing things that are going to make a difference to you in your life, right? But you don't want to bail on your job that you currently have. And I don't think many of you would, but those things that are on Facebook, those advertisements that say, quit your job now and earn $100,000 promoting a product, taking a supplement or injecting yourself in the neck with drugs, those aren't the things to go after. Those aren't literal things to do. People are having to do tons of work to get there. And if you're going to do something like that, make sure that it's something that you love. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.